KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Atlantic Board of Education held a public hearing Wednesday night on the, or actually Tuesday night, I should say, on the fiscal year 2012-2013 budget, which begins July the 1st. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said the budget reflects a 2% allowable growth and will reduce the total tax levy by 60 cents per $1,000 property valuation.
Going from the actual levy is 14.75 in fiscal year 12. The proposed levy is 14, total levy is 14.15. We believe that it's a responsible budget, and we believe it will meet the needs of the students and employees of the district.
Amstein said the certified budget, which was approved last night by the school board, is not what the district actually intends to spend. Instead, it's for the maximum it's allowed to spend under the standards set by the state.
Our budget is $30,949,599.
During a public hearing on the budget at the start of the school board's meeting, Atlantic resident Paul Lundquist questioned how the money was being spent, including for the certified staff salaries. Amstein said the maximum the district can spend on salaries is $15 million, and Lundquist asked if that included insurance and IPERS, and Amstein says it doesn't.
It represents increase in staff that we've added.
The teachers' union had requested a 6.9% increase in their salary and benefits package, but Amstein said the actual amount of increase is still under negotiation. Lundquist questioned how the school board can justify a substantial increase in teacher salaries without some sort of local standards for teaching and learning that would make them accountable for their students' performance.
As the public, as the one who pays the bill, I would like to know what the teacher union plan is for improvements they plan to make for teaching our students at a level that increases the students' ability to learn. And I as the public, want to know what bang I'm getting for my buck. I don't say the teachers don't deserve a 6% pay raise. What I'm saying is, I don't think we should just give the teachers the money and hope they're going to do better.
Lundquist questioned also how the school board could pass a certified budget without having the salary figures in place. Amstein said the state requires them to pass a certified budget now, but the timeline for settling with the teachers' union is different.
We have a deadline for publishing our budget and also approving and certifying our budget. Those timelines don't match, so we could easily be in negotiations with the teachers' union in late April.
The district is allowed to conduct negotiations through late April or early May before talks go to arbitration if that becomes necessary. News time is 7:09.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says online schools are allowed under state law. Miller issued an opinion Tuesday. It was in response to a request by a state senator after two districts, including the Cam School District here in Cass County, said they plan to launch online programs run by for-profit companies next school year. Miller says the online courses are permitted as long as the curriculum is taught by a licensed teacher and the students enrolled in the course are supervised. Critics argue the schools are illegal under a clause in the Iowa Code that says that school districts are allowed only to do what is expressly stated in the law. Miller disputes that claim but says educational officials should monitor the emergence of online-only programs in Iowa. The Iowa House delayed action on an education reform plan after a drafting error was discovered at the end of a long day of debate, forcing the lawmakers to postpone the final vote until today. The bill gives the state more control over how student progress is measured and how teachers and administrators are evaluated. Those were among just a few aspects of education traditionally handled by local districts, but passed on to state officials in the Republican-backed bill. Under the measure, the Iowa Department of Education would establish new procedures to evaluate teachers and administrators annually. High school students would have to take new tests to determine if they're prepared for college or a career, and third graders not at reading grade level would be held back from fourth grade. In other news, the Iowa State Patrol says an elderly couple from Kansas City, Kansas, were injured during a single vehicle accident Tuesday evening in Fremont County. The driver of the car, 99-year-old Charles Best, and his passenger, 96-year-old Marie Best, were transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Patrol says the Best's 2004 Toyota Highlander was traveling north on Interstate 29 at around 6:45 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the SUV left the road, traveled into a ditch and field and creek before coming to rest in a field. Neither of the Bests were wearing their seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Dorothy M. McGuire, age 89, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy McGuire will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raymond L. Heron, age 44, of Exira, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Raymond Heron will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ralph Lett, age 92, of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ralph Lett will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Bernice Cassidy, age 97, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Bernice Cassidy will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Lewis Congregational United Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Dusty Rhodes, age 64, of Council Bluffs and formerly of the Cumberland and Atlantic areas, died Friday. Graveside services for Roy Rhodes will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter, with the Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs in charge of arrangements. Clarence Petrie, age 104, of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Clarence Petrie will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, northwest of Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Delmer Dean Larson, age 72, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Delmer Larson will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Regan B. Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Ann Swanson, age 99, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ann Swanson will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.